And in the latest sports here this morning, taking a look at area softball and baseball scores from last night's action. In softball play, it was Creston taking both games of a doubleheader from Atlantic, 6-0 in the first game and 6-5 in the second game. Other softball scores, Bonder and Farrar, two wins over Carroll, 11-1 and 6-2. Carlisle beat Winterset, 11-4. Charter Oak Ute over Coon Rapids Bayard, 4-2. Clarinda got two wins over St. Albert, 9-3 and 5-3. Coon Rapids Bayard, a 4-3 winner over Arweva in eight innings of play. Denison Schleswig beat Glenwood 8-7. Exira EHK, a 10-0 winner over Bowyer Valley in five innings. Also, Exira EHK, a 5-0 winner over Trainer. Glenwood beat Denison Schleswig in the second part of a doubleheader, 12-4. Grizzled was a 10-1 winner over Nishnabotna. Harlan picked up two wins over Red Oak, 22-0 and 13-0. IKM Manning was a 10-1 winner over AHST. Indianola beat Earlham 12-2. Kemper Catholic twice over Shenandoah, 7-5 and 9-4. Lenox beat Bedford 12-3. Missouri Valley over Logan Magnolia 8-7 in eight innings of play. Ogden beat West Central Valley of Stewart 2-0. Riverside over Audubon 5-4. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Council Bus Abraham Lincoln 9-2. Bishop Heelan beat Council Bus Thomas Jefferson 10-0. Southwest Valley over East Union 5-4. Underwood 9-4 over Tri Center. Urbandale beat Earlham 4-3. It was Van Meter over Panorama 8-4. Whiting over Woodbine 5-3. Woodward Granger over Guthrie Center 13-0. And Woodward Granger 7-1 over Panorama. In high school baseball scores from last night, in baseball play, it was Atlantic defeating Creston 2-1. As Tristan Binn pitched a complete game there. Also, Audubon was a 7-6 winner over Riverside. Carlisle beat Winterset 6-5 in 10 innings of play. Coon Rapids Bayard a winner over Bowyer Valley 9-0. They also beat West Harrison 12-2 in 6 innings of play. Earlham was a 3-0 winner over West Central Valley. Grizzled beat Exira EHK 8-7. Glenwood twice over Denison Schleswig 10-1 and 11-7. Harlan twice over Red Oak 15-0 and 12-1. IKM Manning over AHST 2-0. Lenox beat Bedford 11-7. Lewis Central over ADM 4-3. Logan Magnolia 2-1 over Missouri Valley. Otobot Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove over New Old Fonda 10-1. Sergeant Bluff Luton was a 3-1 winner over Abraham Lincoln and also a 1-0 winner over Abraham Lincoln in a doubleheader. Bishop Heelan was a 2-time winner over Council Bus Thomas Jefferson 7-1 and 8-0. Shenandoah beat Kemper Catholic 4-2. Southwest Valley over East Union 4-0. St. Albert beat Clarinda 10-0 in five innings of play. Underwood over Tri-Center 7-0. Van Meter beat Panorama 11-2. And Woodward Granger 2-0 over Guthrie Center. That's area softball and baseball scores from last night's play. A game you heard here yesterday afternoon here on KJN. Johnny Peralta hit a two-run homer among his two hits, and Carlos Martinez earned his second win as a starter. And the St. Louis Cardinals beat the reeling San Francisco Giants 7-2. Martinez also drove in a run for the Cardinals, who won their second straight after losing three in a row. Martinez allowed a run in five hits in five innings. He walked one and struck out six. Madison Bumgarner fell to 0-3 over his past four home starts after allowing five runs, four earned, and six hits over five innings. He walked three and struck out six. Bumgarner also drove in a run for the Giants, who have lost 17 of 22 and fell out of first place in the National League West. Other games in Major League Baseball yesterday, it was Baltimore over Texas 5-2, Detroit 8-1 over Tampa Bay, the Yankees beat Minnesota 7-4, Oakland over Toronto 4-1, the Angels beat Houston 5-2. In the National League, it was Philadelphia over Miami 5-4, Arizona 10-2 over Pittsburgh, and the Dodgers beat Colorado 3-2. We'll have Cardinals for you once again here tonight as they take on the Miami Marlins. They're back home at Busch Stadium for that game here on Independence Day. 5:20, the pregame start time, 6:15, first pitch. Also last night over at Principal Park in Des Moines, it was the Omaha Storm Chasers picking up a 4-3 win over the Iowa Cubs. And today's game see Iowa at Oklahoma City for a 7:05 start, and Colorado Springs is at Omaha for a 7:05 start as well. In NFL news, Kansas City Chiefs backup offensive lineman Rokivius Watkins has been suspended for 4 games for undisclosed violations. In a 2-sentence news release issued Thursday, the team says the NFL notified it of the suspension. The Chiefs said they would have no further comment on the situation or any aspect of the league's policies. Watkins is in his 3rd season in the NFL after playing in 1 game for St. Louis in 2012 and 3 for Kansas City last year, including 1 start. He was picked by St. Louis in the 5th round of the 2012 draft after playing college ball at South Carolina. And also in other sporting news, CC Sabathia's return to the New York Yankees rotation is being delayed because he had swelling in his injured right knee after making his 2nd rehab start. Sabathia made a start for AA Trenton on Wednesday. He had an MRI on Thursday. The left-hander has been out with a degenerative cartilage problem for nearly 2 months. And in NBA news, Dirk Nowitzki and the Dallas Mavericks have agreed on what could be the final contract for the future Hall of Famer. A person with knowledge of the deal has told the AP that Nowitzki would get a 3-year contract worth roughly $30 million. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because the deal has not been announced. New contracts can't be signed until next Thursday. The 36-year-old Nowitzki has taken a big pay cut with a contract similar in value and structure to the one Tim Duncan signed with San Antonio 2 years ago. A person with knowledge of the details say the San Antonio Spurs guard Patty Mills has had surgery to repair a torn rotator cuff in his right shoulder. The procedure was done Thursday in Dallas. There is no timetable for his return. In other NBA news, a person familiar with the discussion says the Cavaliers met with the agent for LeBron James about the superstar's possible return to the team he left 4 years ago. Cavs officials and Rich Paul visited this week as James continued his family vacation. The Golden State Warriors have hired Alvin Gentry, Ron Adams, Luke Walton, Jaron Collins, and Bruce Frazier to join new coach Steve Kerr's staff. And the NFL has suspended Indianapolis backup receiver LaVon Brazil for the 2014 season for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. Brazil was suspended for the first 4 games last season for violating the substance abuse policy. He said at the time it was for marijuana use. Miami's Deion Jordan gets a 4-game suspension for testing positive for a prohibited stimulant. And that's a look at some of those latest NFL notes as well. In tennis, Eugenie Bouchard has made Canadian tennis history. The 20-year-old has become the first from her country, male or female, to make it to a Grand Slam final. Bouchard will play for the Wimbledon title after beating 3rd seed Simona Halep 7-6, 6-2. She'll take on Petra Kvitova for the women's crown. The 2011 champ beat fellow Czech Lucy Savorova 7-6 and 6-1. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you this morning by the TAMS Agency in Avoca. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.